With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Recording.
Everybody.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show.
Ready to love.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine. And Natasha's 30!
I'm 30! Oh, yay. God. I was just telling Justine off mic that it was a very emotional 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. It just hits you. It just knocks in the face. It does. I woke up in the morning feeling very blessed. Like, you know, you wake up to, like, birthday messages and, like, mm-hmm. Facebook messages and Instagrams and all this, like, nice, cute stuff people send, which is nice and, like, just makes you feel good. But then it just, like, hits you like a brick. You're 30, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, no! Like, get up if you can!
Get up if you can. I know your knee's starting to hurt. Like, oh, God. It was that birthday morning was a lot. Literally, I was crying. I was happy. I felt blessed. I felt just overwhelmed. I felt like, shit, life is real. I'm an adult for real, even though I've been paying bills and paying off a loan and all kind of shit for years now. It really felt like this is it. Like, this is a real-ass age. But we here. I'm back. I'm relaxed.
Yay!
Shout out to Shima for filling me in. Great trip. Fantastic. Great mix. I went to Hawaii. Great mix, which is a place I've been. You know when you, like, see something or you think of something and then suddenly you're seeing it everywhere?
Yes.
Hawaii has been that place for me. Like, for the past 4 years, every damn, like, TV commercials, little ads, like, all over the place, I had to see Hawaii. So, like, this was, like, my dream trip and just really wanted to do this for 30, particularly for this year, because this year has been a lot. So it was a great, great, relaxing trip. Yay. Went with Nate. We had a great time. We work very well together travel-wise.
Good.
Which is good.
Yes.
You know, I love to travel, so it would not work if I was with somebody that I could not travel well with. But I'm really good at, like, planning itineraries and, like, planning out the activities and days and stuff like that. That's, like, my thing. And he's really good at, like, all the logistical stuff, like the car and driving us places and directions and figuring out what we need to pack and all that stuff. And so, it was, like, a nice, solid trip. I feel very relaxed and got a lot of sleep and read my book.
Wow.
Caught up on some good sleep. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of sleep. Which is, like, that's a good part of vacations when you just sleep. Mm-hmm. That's the best. It's catching up on sleep. No need to wake up. Just sleeping with no alarm set.
Oh.
Like, I just love. That's the best type of holiday.
The best. Yeah.
The best. I'm back now and this is about to be a hell of a week, but then next week is Christmas, so that's exciting. And, thank you for doing the episode with Ashima. It was great. Listened to it on the plane today. Ashima was hilarious. I hope you all enjoyed the episode. I think she held it down very well, spilled some good tea.
She did.
And, didn't know that her and Alexis were, like, besties.
Like, yeah, they didn't even, like, tight.
Yeah, I didn't even really see that dynamic on camera, so I was like, oh, shit. So that was interesting. And then, yeah, just hearing more about, like, other things we didn't know, how, like, Alexis and Brent spent a lot of time together off camera.
Right.
Which, for the viewers, is confused. Like, we were confused to see Alexis all gung-ho for Brent suddenly, but because they never showed us any footage of them, like, together. So I like getting that little tidbit. But, yeah. Great episode. The finale, just watched that today. I'm curious of your thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts. I'm trying to decide what to say for initial thoughts and what to say later, but I have a lot of thoughts just overall about the finale of the whole season. But yeah, what were your initial thoughts, Justine?
Okay, so I am so happy that this show only got to this like corny reality stage that we literally see every single rose ceremony on The Bachelor for the very last episode.
Yeah.
I was the slow-mo like them walking up and... to the bridge and being like, oh, I'm nervous. Mario's coming. Like, girl, you don't, you know. What's he going to say? No, I don't want to be with you, Tondi. Exactly. Come on. No,
we stop. We knew the ending already.
Yeah. So that was nice to see. And then so we got a preview of the reunion. Alexis and Brent were together. I don't see what the foundation of their relationship is besides like sparks.
Yeah, I feel like this is where the editors or producers maybe dropped the ball. They didn't really show us much. Yeah. So we're not really working with much when it comes to Alexis and Brent. It's hard for me to even really have a strong opinion on them because, like, as Ashima said, they hung out a lot off camera, but we ain't see that shit.
Right.
So I don't know.
And what we will get into it when we get to their little section. But what Brent was saying about Alexis to me did not match Alexis' personality. And then Alexis didn't say anything about Brent. She only talked about herself.
Yeah, she always... Yeah, or she would be like, he's always been there. He's always been focused on me and only me. Like, I've always been his number one. Like, always implying that, like, Brent has always had a thing for her and that's what attracts her to him. And but not really any substance about Brent's personality or, like, who the fuck this dude is. Yeah.
Which is a shame because we know Brent is fine. And, like, why... I know there's depth there. I know there is. He's been married. He's 42. He wants to have kids. Like,
And
he has a great job, a very interesting job. So kind of hoping to see some reunion tea on that. But
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. dealing with work stress and crippling burnout. Therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
That was one of my biggest observations for the episode. And then Mario and Tandy might as well just book this wedding special right now on OWN.
Straight they up. Got
the magazine centerfold, everything. I want to see it all.
Love them. Mm-hmm. So true.
What about your initial thoughts?
My thoughts. So overall, I thought it was a great season. Loved watching it. Obviously, ready to love with like their cast of like having older, mature people dating in the real world. Like really cool themes. Not cool, really relatable themes come up all season. So mm-hmm. like friendship and girl code and, you know, controlling and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Despite all that being said, this wasn't the most satisfying ending for me. I feel like definitely compared to last season where we had like Mike and Shay, Alex and Ashley, like two couples who I felt very strong about. Like they had a very long lasting future. With these four couples, I'm not feeling very 100% on most of them. So I agree, like Tandy and Mario, send them to the chapel.
Yep.
They seem great. I think Mario was like super smitten by Tandy, so even though he definitely has like a controlling side or tendencies, I think the good thing about them, Tandy has been herself from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She has not compromised on who she is. She has, as she said in their final like chat, like she's showed him the good, the bad, the ugly, so he's seen all sides of her, so he knows what he's getting. So I think for them to work, it's going to take Mario like coming around more on his like actual values and how he operates, because I don't really know what compromise looks like for Tandy. Like, she's not going to subtly like allow herself to be controlled, you know what I mean? So that, other than that, I feel like they're great. Divine in London. Now we'll get into this deeper in the episode. I am not team Alexis. I am not team London. But I sure as shit think London is lying.
Really?
I do. Alexis is definitely bitter and hurt and a little bit of a scorned woman. London didn't choose her and he was talking a lot of mess, yada, yada, yada. But her story of like London and them, her and London kissing, and then even that crazy three-way phone call, those stories don't sound that far-fetched. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they could have definitely happened, particularly for the fact that both stories put her in a bad light. So, like, why would she paint herself in a bad light if it was all made up? So, like, when London was just straight out denying, like, oh, she's crazy, none of that happened. Like, he denied the three-way call. He denied the kissing and the towing of the car and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much saying Alexis just made up these stories out of thin air. I don't buy it whatsoever. And I'm not even team Alexis like that, but I just don't. I just, the stories didn't seem that crazy to me.
The three-way call sounded absolutely wild to me.
That sounded wild, but I could also see London doing that. And Alexis seems like a petty young girl who would be involved in some silence on the other line, three-way call mess. She really does seem like the type. So perhaps, I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
So all that being said, I feel sad a little bit for Divine. I kind of wanted better for Divine in the end. Because London does not seem, you know, I don't think he's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think he's it either.
So that's a couple that I'm not feeling, you know, super strong about. Ashima and Darren, love them. I think they can definitely work. Ashima definitely needs to go figure out the dog situation.
I know.
I think that's their only roadblock, really. Is that so I'm curious how that's going. And then as you said, Brett and Alexis, I can't really say anything about them. I don't really know what's beneath the surface between those two. So, so yeah, it was like a weird, like overall love the show, great show. But the ending, I was kind of like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. These four couples.
Yeah.
Two of which just seem completely bogus. Like, I don't know. A question I had for you, what did you think of like the overall format of this season? Do you think it worked better? Because we were ending with some shakier couples.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know if it's because, like, the men only really got catty and, like, down and dirty with each other towards the very end. And previous to that, they, like, stuck together. Like, yeah. Nobody was really telling Jimmy, like, Jimmy, you a fuck nigga, and you go from here, there, and everywhere. Terrell, was that his name? Terrell with the bow ties? Terrell, you a cornball. Like, that's why you're not attracting anybody. You know what I mean? And I feel like with the women, they're definitely more honest with each other. So it could be just, like, a men are Mars, women are from Venus thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good point. That a lot of the couples aren't like that strong versus at the very end of last season, they were really strong couples.
Really strong.
So maybe they should go like back and forth. Like 1 year it's 3 women and 10 guys, and then another year it's 3 men and 10 women or whatever.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, whether for next season, if they do, 3 women, like how they did first season, like 3 men, because I'm not sure about this back and forth. I feel like it allowed people like London to like thrive. With 2 women for the entire show. And then like Alexis, same thing. Alexis had 1 foot in with London, but then she was also entertaining like multiple people, which is, she's playing the game essentially. She's trying to stay around.
And
I don't know. Just, it kind of made things, it made people seem a bit inauthentic or kind of just like playing the game too much versus on first season. I mean, if a girl wasn't feeling somebody, they're like, all right, well, there's nobody here for me. I'm going to leave the show now.
Yeah, like, I gotta left. Go.
I got to go. So, interesting. Yeah, I'm curious, I guess, like, the feedback from other people, what other people think, and, you know, if the show comes back for season 3, what they're going to do, if they thought it worked as well. So, we shall see.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.